Because if somebody asked to borrow my Trans Am, I'd be like, no way, you're not taking. Even when my husband takes it, I just, you know, it's fine. He's my husband. We share everything, and that's great.
Welcome back to the First Crack Podcast. I'm Garrick Van Buren. This is the podcast for stuff you didn't know you wanted to know about. It is also episode 60, conversation 60, and the finale of the six-part series with the partners and staff at the Minneapolis law firm, Parson and Kaplan Rosberg and Gottlieb. Today, we're speaking with Shelley Gonzalez. She's an assistant at the law firm, and she tells us the story of borrowing David Gottlieb's Porsche Boxster for the weekend. Would your boss let you borrow his car for the weekend?
Well, my name is Shelley Gonzalez, and I work as an assistant in the ESOP department at this law firm. And they called a meeting, and we were all kind of nervous as to what it was about. We thought somebody was going to leave the company or something. So everybody went to this meeting all anxious and wanting to know. And they were talking about somebody who has a passion for cars and likes to drive sports cars and things like that. And my brain kind of clicked, like, that's me. I mean, that's the way I feel about things, but I didn't have any idea that they'd be talking about me. And Howard Rubin went on and on about this experience that they were going to grant to one of the employees, and my mind just kept thinking, oh, wouldn't that be cool if it were me? But it's, you know, it's not going to be me. It's going to be most likely a man, a guy is what you would think of for liking sports cars. And then when he said, Shelley, it's you, I just about died. I just thought, what? What do you mean it's me? And they said, yep, you get to drive David's car for the weekend and take it and do whatever you want and just have fun. And I was just so shocked. I just couldn't believe that they would do something like that for me, you know, for a gentleman to give up his car, that kind of a car, for the whole weekend. That was just unbelievable. And to just do something nice for me as a person, that was, you know, exciting and a neat experience. And I think that's what sets us apart as, you know, not your average law firm. I mean, where else would you go where they would do something like this for you? That's how I felt about it. And I thought about it over the weekend while I had this car, and I thought, oh, I need to get out and drive this car more. And I thought, that's really cool. And put the top down, and I was thinking to myself, you know, wow, this is just amazing, you know, that somebody would take the time to plan something special for me. And that's what was more of an impact to me than the car itself, was the thought behind the whole process. And it's just a really great place to work. And I'm just still, when I think about it, was just really exciting. And I took the car home that day, and at first I was kind of nervous as to what I was going to do with my daughter, because she was in daycare, and I was going to get her home. So we just finagled the car seat in there the right way, and luckily it fit. So I was able to get her home, and Porsche Boxster. I don't know exactly what year it was. I don't remember the year, but it was a little dark blue convertible Porsche, and the blue looked almost black. It was like a midnight blue, and you could see the blue when the sun hit it, and it had this convertible top that was completely automatic, and everything just zip, 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 and it was all put back together the way it was supposed to go. And it was really cool, you know. You'd get on, just about to get on the freeway, so I'd pull over to the side and wait and put the top back on and get on the freeway and go, and then get off the freeway and pull the top back off, and because it's just a little too fast to be going with your, without a top, you know, hood thing on your car. So, but it was a lot of fun.
Where did you take it?
I took it, I live up north quite a ways, so I took it down into the cities. I had to run some errands and see some family, so I kind of showed it off there a little bit. And they came home after I'd already gotten to their house and thought, well, who in the world is parked in our driveway with this car, you know? So I lied to my sister and said, yeah, I bought a new car. And she said, kind of a frivolous buy, huh? Not too practical with a baby. I said, well, no, I'm just kidding. It was, you know, given to me for the weekend. And she was blown away. She couldn't believe that somebody would do that either. And then I took it over to a friend's house and gave her a ride. And we cruised around with the top down for a while and wind blowing through our hair. And it was fun. I've liked cars since I was in high school. I hung around with a group of kids, and the guys were what you call motorheads. They're always working on their cars and always, you know, tricking them out and getting them all loud and pumped up and jacked up and all this stuff. And it just kind of caught on, and I ended up getting a 76 Olds Cutlass. My dad gave me his wife's old car for my 18th birthday, and me and my boyfriend just tricked it out and put in the air shocks and the big tires and the lights and all this stuff. And it was just so fun because we'd go cruising through Phelan Park, where all the cars went. And it was like a big car show. You know, all these people with their cars would just go around and looking for attention, I guess you'd say, because people would ooh and ah and stuff. And it was a lot of fun, and it's just stuck with me. And after I got out of the Army, I came home and bought an IROC, or no, I bought a Camaro. And then I upgraded to a Camaro IROC Z28, and then I got sold that, and now I have a 96 Trans Am that has the bird on the front and the T-tops, and it's black, and it has the chrome rims, and it's just beautiful. When my husband took it for a ride yesterday, and I just watched him leave, and you just watch this car, and it's just so beautiful, and I just love cars, you know. I personally drive a 2004 Dodge Intrepid four-door family car because I have my daughter, you know, so that's my daily car. But when I have a time on the weekend and I can sneak off by myself, I like to do that in my other car. I was nervous about taking his Porsche because I didn't know how I was going to fit the car seat in there. But it was able to fit, and I just live a short distance from my daycare to my home, so it didn't have to go too far, you know, with her like that. And then I didn't take my daughter with me on those trips down to the cities and stuff. My husband watched her, and I just went off on my own and had a little time to myself. And then I had to take the car back that Monday, so I just put the car seat back in real quick for the trip to daycare, and then drove the car in, and they made arrangements to get me back home so I didn't have to worry about providing transportation from here back to the house. So that was nice.
Put yourself in Mr. Gottlieb's shoes for a moment.
Well, I said to him, I said, "Are you sure you want to do this?" I said, "What if I crash it?" And he said, "That's what insurance is for." So he was very laid back about it, very casual, didn't seem to care a whole lot, which I thought was just amazing, because if somebody asked to borrow my Trans Am, I'd be like, "No way, you're not taking." Even when my husband takes it, I just, you know, it's fine. He's my husband. We share everything, and that's great. And I still just have a little fear of something happening. And of course, when my husband came home yesterday, he said, "Oh man, something terrible happened." And I'm like, "What?" The first thing I thought of was, you know, you backed into somebody and you did something to my car. And he goes, "Oh, I forgot the milk at the grocery store." And I thought, you gave me a heart attack for nothing. See, that's just, I mean, you know, if he would have been in my other car, I'd be like, I wouldn't have even thought of it, because to me, that just, it's not a big deal. But that's my baby, you know, and to have David give up his baby for the weekend, I don't think I could do it. So I admire him for letting me use that. And he even said, "Don't fill up the gas tank, just bring it back as is." And I thought, wow, you know, that's really cool to not, you know, they just wanted me to take it, have fun, don't worry about anything, and just bring it back in one piece. And if you don't, insurance will take care of it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. I mean, that's all I could say. I was shaking after they presented it to me. I was just shaking because I thought, I won't even ask to borrow somebody's regular car, you know, that's just a plain old car, and to be using this expensive sports car. I was just shaking, and he said, "Do you know how to drive a stick?" And I said, "Yes, I do," because he was going to teach me if I didn't know, and luckily I knew how. So we went downstairs in the basement and the car garage, and he showed me everything, how to do put the top up and down and all the controls and everything. And we went for a little spin, and he told me to pull over, and he said, "Okay, go." And he said, "Go drive around the city for 15 minutes. And I was so nervous that I just went around the block and came back and parked it, because I was too afraid that something would happen, because the city is so busy, and I just didn't want somebody to hit me. Or, you know, all I could think of was, if something happens, I'll just die if something happens to this car. I just need to get it back here safely on Monday. That was my main goal. So
for him to say, "I'll teach you in this Boxster right now."
Well, like I said, luckily I knew how to do it. First he asked, you know, "Do you know how to drive a stick?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Oh, okay, well, that's good, because then I won't, you know, won't have to teach you." And I thought, well, that's good, because it took me a long time to learn.
Yeah.
I actually learned when I was under age for driving. My boyfriend had an 83 Ford Mustang with a stick, and that was such a cool car. And he'd take me on the back streets and try to teach me how to drive the stick, and I'd kill it. And it was just horrible. I said, I'm never going to learn how to drive this thing. Never, never. And I learned, and then after that, all the cars I bought were stick shifts. And I like that because it gives you more power. Mm-hmm. You have control over the power, and that was just great. But the Trans Am that I bought, that one I did upgrade to an automatic because I drive in the city. Right. And from driving the Porsche with the stick, I'm very grateful that I got an automatic because my leg was sore just getting out of the city. But once I got on the freeway, it was fine. You could just cruise. But got out of high school and went in the Army right away in 1986, and I served as an administrative specialist. They can put you in all different kinds of administrative areas. But I worked in the battalion headquarters as the awards clerk, and I processed all the awards that came in from all of my fellow soldiers. Mm-hmm. You know, I processed those and got them their certificates and their medals, and pretty simple job. But then when you'd go out in the field, you were no longer an award specialist. You were a soldier, and you had to do what everybody else did, you know, with your weapon and sitting in foxholes, freezing your buns off and eating crappy Army food. And, you know, it just, everybody was the same. We all had to do the same thing. But it was a good experience. I lived in Germany for 2.5 years. I got to drive some Mercedes. I got to drive a BMW over there because those are popular cars, like, you know, Ford is here. Yeah. So I got to drive a lot of different cars over there, friends of mine's cars. I didn't own one myself. But, oh, yeah, that was fun. We got going, I think the fastest I ever got going was about 108 miles an hour. Wow. On the Autobahn, 180 kilometers. And I thought, because we were going 180, and I thought, I wonder what that equals. So when I got home, I did the math and went, wow, 108 we were doing in this junky old Granada thing that was shaking the whole time. My friends, it was funny. Most people don't have any clue that I was in the Army. They don't have any idea that I like cars. I think I'm just your average person that seems like they do average, regular things, but I have quite an interesting past, you know, with my military experience and just things that I've done in the past. Now I've taken on a new role as a mother, and so a lot of those things have to kind of calm down quite a bit. So that, I think that's how people see me, is just, you know, a secretary who works here, who's a mom and does the average thing, but, you know, I have other passions too, and it's just fun to tell people and see their eyes light up when they say, wow, you're in the Army, or wow, you like this and that, you know, it's interesting.
So how did Mary Kay find out?
Mary Kay, she sent out an email, if I remember correctly, asking what kind of car do you drive and why do you like it or something like that. And I sent an email back saying I drive an 04 Intrepid because I'm a mom and I need the car, but I said I have this other car that's my secret car that I take out on the weekends and for just myself, and just explained to her about how I feel when I'm in it. You know, it makes me feel like I'm back when I was a teenager, and I used to get my mom's car and turn on the tunes and put the radio down, and I just felt so free and alive, like, wow, you know, I'm on my own and I'm doing this all by myself. And when I get in my car, it gives me that feeling of freedom. And then I take the T-tops off and let the wind blow and turn the radio up and just explain that to her, how I felt. And she just thought it was interesting that, you know, I had these feelings. And she just, somebody that wouldn't suspect that I would be into cars. And I told her I had a picture of the car, and she said, bring a picture of that bitchin' car in. That was funny. I showed it to her, and she said, wow, that's really nice. And I never thought anything would come of it. Right. And then they did that experience thing, and I, you know, like I said, in the corner, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, wow, you know, that's me. But again, you just wouldn't suspect that it would be for you. And then it was. Mm-hmm. So that's how it all came about. It's hard to remember everything because I was just so shocked that it was really for me. But I remember when they mentioned, before they mentioned the person's name and they were telling what the package included and stuff, everyone thought, wow, you know, that's really cool. And, oh, you know, and then it was me. And they're probably thinking, huh, why is she getting this? That's what I would think. But, you know, so it's funny.
So of all the cars that you've driven, if you could replace your Trans Am with one of them.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I like David's car, but I don't know. don't know. I don't know if I would replace my car. I mean, it's a fun experience driving all of those, but deep down, I really like my car. It's me, and it's my personality, and I just don't think I would. It was enjoyable driving all of them, and especially David's car. That was just so cool, I mean, to drive a Porsche. I mean, that's probably my only experience I'll ever have driving one, but I think I'd keep mine. I really like my car. Well, I think it's wonderful that the firm would think of, you know, doing something like this for the employees. It shows that the firm cares about the people as individuals and what they're interested in and wants to do something special for those people that, you know, show a little enthusiasm about a particular subject. And I just think it's really neat that they do that. I've never worked in a place where they've done anything like that or a lot of the other things that we do here at the firm. They're very employee-oriented here. I've never felt like a place has cared about me more than at this place. And I'm not just saying that to fluff anything. I honestly believe that. They take care of their employees to the hilt. And, you know, of course they take care of their clients too, but you don't feel like you're competing with the client. You feel like you're two separate things. They're well taken care of, we're well taken care of. And to add these experiences on top of it just shows... you know, even more how wonderful this firm is. You know, again, they're not your average law firm. This is very not normal. And it almost surprises me, like, why would they want to do this? You know, they don't have to do these things, but they do. And because of that, I just have a lot of respect and admiration for the people in this firm. You know, I mean, there's days when things are rough and you're busy and people are crabby and you just think, oh, you know, but when you sit back and you think of all the benefits that this place has to offer. It's just every job has all the, you know, frustrating things, but this place does things to ease that a little bit to make you feel better.
Thanks for listening to the First Crack Podcast and sharing this part of your day with us. I really appreciate it. Let me know what you think of this conversation and the series with the Parson and Law Firm. firstcrack@gmail.com or comment at firstcrackpodcast.com. This has been Garrick Van Buren and, have a great day. Thanks. The First Crack Podcast is a Working Pathways production.